story begins in Blake's office at Manhattan Monthly, where Raven has just arrived to see Blake.
Hello, Blake.
Raven, hi. Thanks for stopping by. I could have come to your place, you know.
It's all right. I had some errands to run anyway, so I already lined up a sitter.
Okay. So, how was Thanksgiving?
It was nice. And Mac took yesterday off, too, so we had an extra day of celebration.
I saw Matt on Thanksgiving Day. He told me he wasn't invited to your dinner.
No, he wasn't. Mac never would have agreed to that, and quite honestly, neither would I.
Raven, something's happened involving Matt. That's what I needed to talk to you about.
Oh, no. What has he done this time?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
It's not what Matt has done, it's what I've done with Matt. I just hope you don't think poorly of me.
Oh, Blake, you didn't.
Well, Matt stopped by my suite on Thanksgiving Day, and we ended up in bed together.
You slept with Matt? What about Marilyn?
Raven, I wish I knew. I haven't given Matt the time of day since he came back. He's tried to pursue me, and I never gave him any indication that I was interested. But when he was about to leave my apartment, saying that he was never going to return, I just couldn't let that happen. I couldn't stand the thought of not seeing him again.
Blake, I've always felt you had unresolved feelings for Matt. But at the same time, you seem very happy with Marilyn.
Marilyn's an incredible woman. I have so much respect for her. I like her so much.
You like her. But you love her.
I'm not sure I've ever been in love, Raven. Except once.
With Matt.
Yes. I guess it seems silly after all these years to still be hung up on a high school romance, but those feelings were so deep, that hurt was so deep, that those feelings are still there.
So you're thinking about breaking up with Marilyn and giving in another shot with Matt?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I haven't always had much of a conscience. I guess I got that from my father. But I felt so guilty the past few days for cheating on Marilyn like this.
You care about her. That's obvious to me. But I have to wonder if it's more as a friend or a lover or partner.
The last thing I want to do is hurt Marilyn.
Well, I'm afraid that someone's going to get hurt here, Blake. I just hope it's not you.
At TM Productions, Rex enters Matt's office looking for Mac.
Hey, Matt. Have you seen Mac?
He was in his office earlier. You can wait there if you want. I'm sure he'll be back soon.
I was in the neighborhood doing an interview, and I thought I'd stop in. It was probably a bad idea anyway.
Is there something going on between you and my brother, Rex?
You could say that, but he called me on Thanksgiving, and I'm hoping that we've turned a corner.
I don't want to sound pessimistic, Rex, but my brother can be very judgmental. I know better than anyone.
Matt, I think you've given Mac plenty of reasons to have reservations about you. No matter what's going on with Mac and me, he's still my best friend.
Sorry. I guess I've just been on the receiving end of Mac's wrath for so many months now that I've come just a little jaded.
Maybe you should just examine your own actions instead of picking Mac's apart. I'll see you around.
Rex, wait, wait. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put down my brother. It was a long holiday weekend for me.
For me, too. And if I can resolve things with Mac, at least one thing in my life will be back to normal.
You know, I don't have very many friends in town, and if you ever wanted to talk, give me a call.
We don't even know each other, Matt.
You're right. I don't know what it is, maybe the fact that you're like family to Mac, but I felt instantly comfortable with you when we met in Erie. You were probably the only person I felt that way with. I never understood why.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just... Oh, never mind.
I'm gay, Matt. Is that what you were about to say?
Oh my God, to tell you the truth, it was. But in my mind, I knew that couldn't be the case.
Well, it is the case. I've come out to so many people already, I might as well tell you also.
Rex, You know that I'm gay too, so obviously I have nothing but support for you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's not something I came to terms with until this year. It's a very confusing time in my life.
I can relate, trust me. And like I said, if you ever need an ear, you know where to find me.
Thanks.
Matt, Rex, what are you doing here with Matt?
Hey, Mac.
You two look awfully chummy.
I actually stopped by to see you, Mac.
Well, I'm afraid I'm busy. I don't have time to talk today.
Mac, why are you such a stubborn jerk all the time?
Oh, shut up, Matt. Stay the hell out of my business.
Rex, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
It's all right. I guess Mac isn't as ready to pick up our friendship as I thought.
If he isn't, it's his loss. Really.
I appreciate that.
At the nurse's station, Zoe is alone looking through patients' records on the computer.
Why am I not finding this? She has to be in here somewhere. Here she is. Zelda Jessup Myers. Myers? She got married? Let's see. Admitted to Westside Psych Ward. Dr. Michael Hunt? Oh, my God. Zelda saw Dr. Hunt? That means he has to have her file in his office. Somehow, I have to find it.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.